clear skies this morning. 61 degrees here in Lawrence. We'll have a mostly sunny sky later today and warm up to around 84 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 88. It's 6 o'clock. Time for the news.
Good morning. For the first time,
hear that report. You're listening to NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. More rural areas in the state are being equipped with naloxone thanks to a grant received by the Kansas nonprofit DCCCA, which distributes the life-saving medicine that rapidly reverses an opioid overdose. Most recently, it added boxes filled with naloxone and other equipment in high schools in Clay County. Matt Weller is with the Clay County School District and says the boxes have helped raise awareness about the opioid crisis in the community.
Knowing more about it can save lives, and it is happening close to home. And so I think just being transparent about it, being honest about it is important.
Other communities that are interested in being equipped with naloxone can contact DECA to learn more. A Lawrence man has been identified as Topeka's 11th homicide victim of the year. KSNT reports that 31-year-old Aaron Cooper was found Saturday morning with a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A train carrying corn derailed over the weekend in Franklin County. No one was injured in Saturday morning's derailment west of Ottawa, in which a large amount of grain was spilled. The cause of that derailment remains under investigation. It was the first of two train derailments for Burlington Northern Santa Fe over the weekend. CBS News reports that another train derailed in Minnesota Saturday morning, about 48 miles northwest of the Twin Cities. A new study finds oil and gas wells in Kansas are increasingly in the path of wildfires. Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
Scientists at the University of California, Berkeley say wildfires have struck areas in Kansas with hundreds of active and inactive oil and gas wells in recent years. David Gonzalez is a professor of public health.
We are concerned that this is something that's going to get worse as climate change progresses. I think that's particularly a concern given that oil wells are going to be with us for a long time.
He says more research is needed because this raises the concern that fires affecting wells could damage oil and gas infrastructure or generate toxic air pollution. Major wildfires are becoming more frequent on the Great Plains. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
A roller coaster came to a halt at Worlds of Fun in Kansas City this weekend. The Mamba stopped unexpectedly on Saturday due to technical difficulties. KCTV reports that riders were forced to deboard the ride. A spokesperson for the amusement park said the roller coaster's stoppage is a built-in safety feature to stop the ride if something unexpected happens. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Chicago White Sox 4-1 yesterday at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals are just 5 games back in the AL Central Division. They'll take on the Diamondbacks later tonight in Kansas City.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. In about 10 minutes, we'll have a news update from NPR and KPR. Later this morning on KPR One, it's the music of Handel, Haydn, and Mozart. That's just in the first hour, the 9 o'clock hour on KPR One. Cordelia Brown will also bring us a fun Spanish suite for 4 guitars. A piano concerto in E-flat from Schumann. And 4 seaworthy interludes from Benjamin Britten's opera, Peter Grimes. Your classical friend, Cordelia Brown, will be here from 9 to noon on KPR 1. On KPR 2, it's the BBC News Hour at 9 o'clock.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
It's going to be a nice day today, and you should enjoy it, because after today, it will get much warmer and less pleasant. The forecast for today includes mostly sunny skies, We'll have a high temp around 84 degrees. Tomorrow, just a little bit warmer, mostly sunny, high of 88. And then we get into the 90s. Wednesday, 92. Thursday, 90. Friday, 91. Saturday, 92. And on Sunday, a high near 94 degrees. Right now, it's just perfect. Clear skies, 61 at Kansas Public Radio. The next All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Join your host, Laura Lorson. She'll bring you the news, the weather. Keep an eye on what's happening on All Things Considered from 3 to 7 on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day. Next Wednesday, July 24th, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org.
Mostly sunny skies and a high of 84 expected. It's sunny and 61 at Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR PR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News from Lawrence. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas Republicans and Democrats are reacting differently to President Joe Biden's decision to drop his reelection campaign. Governor Laura Kelly and Congresswoman Charisse Davids were among the Kansas Democrats who praised Biden's dedication to public service. Meanwhile, the state's Republicans, including Senator Roger Marshall and Congressman Ron Estes, questioned the president's ability to complete his final 6 months of his term. Senator Marshall joined other Republicans, including the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, in calling for Biden to resign, saying if Biden is not fit to run for president, he's not fit to be president. Rural Kansas schools, local health departments, community centers, and colleges are now being equipped with Naloxone, that's what it's called. Kylie Cameron has more.
Boxes filled with naloxone, personal protective equipment, and instruction on how to use the life-saving medicine were recently placed in high schools in Clay County. It's part of a grant DCCCA received to distribute naloxone and other resources to rural counties. Naloxone is a medicine that rapidly reverses opioid overdoses. Kara Anderson is with the nonprofit distributing the medicine statewide.
That's a big part of our job, is to work on that stigma reduction and help people understand that this is something that we do see in Kansas, and this is what we can do to combat it.
Other communities interested in being equipped with naloxone can contact DCCCA to learn more. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
A train carrying corn derailed over the weekend in Franklin County. No one was hurt in Saturday morning's derailment west of Ottawa, but a large amount of grain was spilled. The cause of that derailment still under investigation. It was the first of two derailments for Burlington Northern Santa Fe over the weekend. CBS News reports that another train derailed in Minnesota Saturday morning, almost 50 miles northwest of the Twin Cities. No one was injured in that derailment as well. In sports, the Royals beat the Chicago White Sox 4-1 yesterday at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals take on the Diamondbacks tonight.
Support for NPR comes from this...
KC.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Mostly sunny skies today. We'll have a high of 84. Low tonight of 65. Tomorrow mostly sunny. Just a bit warmer, around 88 degrees for our afternoon high on Tuesday. And then after tomorrow, high temperatures will ease into the lower 90s. Right now in Lawrence, sunny and 61, Topeka 62, Chanute 62, and in Emporia, it's sunny and 60 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
In about 15 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Thanks for tuning in this morning. It's Morning Edition on KPR. The time is 6:44.
at NPR. It's
Corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. In less than 10 minutes, we'll have a news summary. National, international, and Kansas news headlines coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. Our forecast today includes mostly sunny skies, a high of 84, a low tonight of 65, and tomorrow mostly sunny, a high near 88 on Tuesday. The rest of the week, it looks like high temps will get into the lower 90s. Right now it's cool in Lawrence, sunny skies and 62 degrees. Topeka, Manhattan, and Chanute, 62, and in Emporia, it's sunny and 61 degrees. Here at KPR, we present news, information, weather, music, entertainment. We do it all for you every day to the best of our abilities. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our efforts. You can pledge anytime on the KPR website.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
In Manhattan. Check us out online at kansaspublicradio.org. A mostly sunny sky, a high near 84 expected. Right now it's sunny and 61 at Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. More rural areas in the state are now equipped with naloxone thanks to a grant received by the Kansas nonprofit DECA, or DCCCA. DECA distributes the life-saving medicine that rapidly reverses an opioid overdose, and most recently it added boxes filled with naloxone and other equipment in high schools in Clay County. Matt Weller with the Clay County School District says the boxes have helped raise awareness about the opioid crisis in his community.
Knowing more about it can save lives, and it is happening close to home. And so I think just being transparent about it, being honest about it is important.
Other communities that are interested in being equipped with naloxone can contact DECA to learn more. The current Miss Kansas, Alexis Smith, is getting high praise for highlighting the problem of domestic violence. A recently posted video of Smith calling out her own abuser on stage is whipping up a lot of support on social media. Smith was crowned Miss Kansas on June 8th, but only recently posted the video of her on-stage comments. In the video, she announced from the stage that her abuser was in the audience. That abuser would not stop her from being in the pageant, she said. She did not identify her abuser by name. Contestants in the pageant have a platform or a cause that they champion. Smith's platform is combating domestic abuse. Alexis Smith is an ICU nurse, and she won the Miss Kansas contest and will now represent the state in next January's Miss America pageant. A new study finds oil and gas wells in Kansas are increasingly in the path of wildfires. Celia Yopius Jepson reports.
Scientists at the University of California, Berkeley say wildfires have struck areas in Kansas with hundreds of active and inactive oil and gas wells in recent years. David Gonzalez is a professor of public health.
We are concerned that this is something that's going to get worse as climate change progresses. I think that's particularly a concern given that oil wells are going to be with us for a long time.
He says more research is needed because this raises the concern that fires affecting wells could damage oil and gas infrastructure or generate toxic air pollution. Major wildfires are becoming more frequent on the Great Plains. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
A roller coaster came to an abrupt halt at Worlds of Fun in Kansas City over the weekend. The Mamba stopped unexpectedly Saturday due to technical difficulties. KCTV reports that riders were forced to deboard. A spokesperson for the amusement park said the roller coaster's stoppage is a built-in safety feature to stop the ride if something unexpected happens. In Major League Baseball, the Royals defeated the Chicago White Sox 4-1 yesterday at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals are just five games back in the AL Central Division. They'll take on the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight in Kansas City. This is Kansas Public Radio News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 89.7 in Emporia.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
The forecast for the KPR listening area includes mostly sunny skies today and a high of 84. Tonight, the low will drop to 65, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit warmer on Tuesday with a high of 88 degrees. After tomorrow, our high temps for the next several days should be in the lower 90s. Right now, it's still pretty pleasant. Sunny here in Lawrence, 63 degrees. Topeka, Manhattan, Chanute, all with 63 degrees. Kansas City, 65, and in Emporia, it's sunny and 62.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Here at Kansas Public Radio, we are under pressure to provide you with news, weather, information, entertainment, every time you turn on the radio. We're doing our best, and with your help, we'll do even better. Make a contribution now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks for your support.
Support for NPR comes from
The next All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7. That's ATC later today on Kansas Public Radio.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
Mostly sunny skies today will warm up to around 84 degrees. Tonight, a low of 65, and tomorrow, sunny, high of 88 on Tuesday. It's 7:30 and time for the latest news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Biden is urging Democrats to get behind Vice President Harris now that he's decided to end his reelection bid. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
She was not a great candidate in 2020. She dropped out before any votes were cast. But Democrats do feel this is their last best hope to defeat Trump, or barring that, to at least flip the House and stop a complete Trump takeover of the government.
The director of the Secret Service will be testifying before a House committee today about security failures at this month's outdoor rally in Pennsylvania, where a gunman tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
The Secret Service over the weekend acknowledged that it denied some requests by Trump's election team for more security at his campaign events. The admission comes about a week after a gunman opened fire shortly after Trump took the stage that night in Pennsylvania. Lawmakers on the House Oversight Committee will likely question Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle about that and other potential security lapses at the campaign event during today's hearing.
Trump's right ear was grazed by a bullet. One rally attendee was killed, two others wounded. In prepared remarks, Cheadle says the Secret Service failed on July 13th. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas Republicans and Democrats are reacting differently to President Joe Biden's decision to drop his reelection bid. Governor Laura Kelly and Congresswoman Charisse Davids were among the Kansas Democrats who praised Biden's dedication to public service. Meanwhile, Kansas Republicans, including Senator Roger Marshall and Congressman Ron Estes, questioned the president's ability to complete his final 6 months of office. Senator Marshall joined other Republicans, including the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, in calling for Biden to resign, saying if Biden is not fit to run for president, he's not fit to serve as president. Rural schools in Kansas, as well as local health departments, community centers, and colleges, are all being equipped with naloxone. Kylie Cameron reports.
Boxes filled with naloxone, personal protective equipment, and instruction on how to use the life-saving medicine were recently placed in high schools in Clay County. It's part of a grant DCCCA received to distribute naloxone and other resources to rural counties. Naloxone is a medicine that rapidly reverses opioid overdoses. Kara Anderson is with the nonprofit distributing the medicine statewide.
That's a big part of our job, is to work on that stigma reduction and help people understand that this is something that we do see in Kansas, and this is what we can do to combat it.
Other communities interested in being equipped with naloxone can contact DCCCA to learn more. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
DCCCA is also known as DECA. A train carrying corn derailed over the weekend in Franklin County. Nobody hurt in Saturday morning's derailment west of Ottawa, but a large amount of grain was spilled. The cause of that derailment is under investigation. It was the first of two derailments for Burlington Northern Santa Fe over the weekend. CBS News reports that another train derailed in Minnesota Saturday morning, about 48 miles northwest of the Twin Cities. No one was injured in that train derailment either. In Major League Baseball, the Royals beat the White Sox 4-1. This is KPR.
Support for
7:42 on this Monday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio. Following Morning Edition on KPR One, we've got the classics with Cordelia, and in the first hour alone, the music of Handel, Haydn, and Mozart. Plus a fun Spanish suite for four guitars. Schumann's Piano Quartet in E-flat and four seaworthy interludes from Benjamin Britten's opera, Peter Grimes. Stick around for Cordelia and the classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1. On KPR 2, it's the BBC NewsHour at 9 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
The forecast for the KPR listening area, mostly sunny, a high of 84 degrees. Tonight we'll have a low of 65, and tomorrow mostly sunny, a bit warmer with a high of 88. But after tomorrow, it will feel decidedly hotter. Talking highs in the low 90s, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now, just nice, sunny skies and 65 degrees.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you
Morning Edition and All Things Considered, every weekday here on Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning, I'm Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio. In about 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of news headlines, so don't touch that dial.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com.
Coming up next on Morning Edition, it's business news on the Marketplace Morning Report. Mostly sunny skies will warm up to 84 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 88. Right now, it's sunny and 65 cool degrees at Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
You could find out what issues are important to other voters in this upcoming election in an NPR News special. It's called We the Voters, and you can hear it later this evening on KPR 2. We'll hear interviews examining candidates' records and how voters' opinions have evolved over time. It's an NPR News special. It's called We the Voters, and you can hear it tonight at 7 o'clock on all KPR2 stations. Kansas Public Radio has been serving you since 1952. We haven't always asked for money, but these days we do. So make a pledge anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. And all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. A mostly sunny sky today and a high of 84 degrees. Right now it's sunny and 66 on the KU campus in Lawrence. And it's 8 o'clock. The news is next. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning. For the first time since 1968, a sitting president has decided not to run for re-election. Under pressure from his party, Joe Biden dropped out and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Most, but not all, Democrats are joining the president in backing Harris. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin. We'll speak with Vermont Senator Peter Welch and look at how Republicans are now campaigning against the vice president. Also, a historian puts President Biden's decision into perspective, and members of Congress put the Secret Service director on the hot seat. It is Monday, July 22nd. On this day in 1937, the Senate rejected President Franklin Roosevelt's proposal to add more justices to the Supreme Court in an effort to break the conservative stranglehold. That's a debate that's back on 90 years later. And the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden continues to recuperate from COVID at his Delaware home after announcing yesterday he was exiting the presidential race. He's endorsed Vice President Harris for the Democratic presidential nomination. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports Harris will hold her first event at the White House today since Biden announced he would back her.
Harris will be at the White House and will deliver remarks at an event celebrating NCAA championship teams. In a statement released Sunday, she said she intends to, quote, earn and win her party's nomination. Several members of Congress and other Democratic leaders have since come out to back the vice president. Harris spoke with Biden multiple times Sunday and also spoke with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and others. This week, Harris is slated to travel to Milwaukee and Indianapolis and attend a fundraiser in Massachusetts on Saturday. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
The vice president is continuing to win support from leading Democrats. Today, Harris received the endorsement of House Democratic Whip Catherine Clark. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear also backed her. And so does Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin. He says Harris will draw on her has named a panel of experts to conduct an independent review of security at the Pennsylvania rally where a gunman tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump. Listening to NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. The current Miss Kansas, Alexis Smith, is getting praise for highlighting the problem of domestic violence. A recently posted video of Smith calling out her own abuser on stage is whipping up a lot of support on social media. Smith was crowned Miss Kansas in June, but only recently posted the video of her on-stage comments. In the video, she announced from the stage that her abuser was in the audience, but that her abuser would not stop her from being in the pageant. She did not identify her abuser by name. Contestants in the pageant have a platform or cause they champion, and Smith's platform is combating domestic violence. Smith is an ICU nurse. She'll represent the state in next January's Miss America pageant. More rural parts of the state are now being equipped with naloxone thanks to a grant received by the Kansas nonprofit DECA, or DCCCA. DECA distributes the life-saving medicine that rapidly reverses an opioid overdose. Most recently, it added boxes filled with naloxone and other equipment in high schools in Clay County. Matt Weller is with the Clay County School District. He says the boxes have helped raise awareness about the opioid crisis in his community.
Knowing more about it can save lives, and it is happening close to home. And so I think just being transparent about it, being honest about it is important.
Other communities interested in being equipped with naloxone can contact DECA to learn more. A train carrying lots of corn derailed over the weekend in Franklin County. No one injured in Saturday morning's derailment west of Ottawa, but a large amount of grain was spilled. Cause is still under investigation. It was the first of two derailments for Burlington Northern Santa Fe over the weekend. Another train derailed in Minnesota Saturday morning. No one injured there either. A new study finds oil and gas wells in Kansas are increasingly in the path of wildfires.
Scientists at the University of California, Berkeley say wildfires have struck areas in Kansas with hundreds of active and inactive oil and gas wells in recent years. David Gonzalez is a professor of public health.
We are concerned that this is something that's going to get worse as climate change progresses. I think that's particularly a concern given that oil wells are going to be with us for a long time.
He says more research is needed because this raises the concern that fires affecting wells could damage oil and gas infrastructure or generate toxic air pollution. Major wildfires are becoming more frequent on the Great Plains. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A roller coaster came to an abrupt halt at Worlds of Fun over the weekend. The Mamba stopped unexpectedly on Saturday. Due to technical difficulties, KCTV reports that riders were forced to deboard. A spokesperson for the amusement park in Kansas City said the roller coaster's stoppage is a built-in safety feature to stop the ride if something unexpected happens. In baseball, the Royals defeated the White Sox 4-1 yesterday. Kansas City is just 5 games back in the AL Central.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
Bush. With a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at AfterTheHarvestKC.org.
You can read about AfterTheHarvestKC.org and the organization on the KPR website as well. Just check out the KPR Community Spotlight at KansasPublicRadio.org. In about 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 84. Tonight, a low of 65. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 88. And after that, high temps will get into the low 90s. Right now in Lawrence, it's sunny and 67. Manhattan, 68. Chanute, 67. And in Emporia, a partly cloudy sky, 67 degrees.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
President Joe Biden has withdrawn from the presidential race. What's next? We'll have reporting on this during the rest of Morning Edition, but especially this afternoon on All Things Considered, which is on the air from 3 to 7 today. Your host is Laura Lorson, here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from
on the next All Things Considered.
You can hear the next All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be here as your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Well, we've gone from sunny skies to mostly cloudy here in Lawrence. It's now 68 degrees. In Topeka, it's still sunny and 68. Manhattan, sunny and 68 degrees at 8:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Vice President Harris says she intends to earn and win the Democratic presidential nomination now that President Biden's decided to step aside. Biden announced yesterday he's ending his reelection campaign following weeks of pressure from many Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill. There were growing calls for Biden to withdraw from the race following his poor debate performance against former President Donald Trump. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has been mentioned as a potential vice presidential running mate on the Democratic ticket. So has Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Carmen Russell Shushansky with member station WHYY has more on Shapiro.
Shapiro has been governor of Pennsylvania for less than 2 years. Philadelphia Democratic Party chair and former Congressman Bob Brady says the most important reason to pick Shapiro, the state's 19 electoral votes.
I'm pushing like crazy to have her put Josh Shapiro, our governor, on the ticket, to have her support him for vice president, which is a lock in Pennsylvania.
According to recent polling, Shapiro is one of the most popular politicians with Pennsylvania voters, with favorability between 50 and 60%. For NPR News, I'm Carmen Russell Suchansky in Philadelphia.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is heading to Washington, D.C. He's scheduled to address Congress on Wednesday. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas Republicans and Democrats are reacting to President Joe Biden's decision to drop his reelection bid. Governor Laura Kelly and Congresswoman Charisse Davids are among the Democrats who've been praising Biden's dedication to public service. Meanwhile, Kansas Republicans, including Senator Roger Marshall and Congressman Ron Estes, have questioned the president's ability to complete his final 6 months in office. Senator Marshall joined other Republicans, including the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, calling for Biden to resign, saying if the president's not fit to run for president, he's not fit to serve. Rural Kansas schools, local health departments, community centers, and colleges are all being equipped with naloxone. Kylie Cameron reports.
Boxes filled with naloxone, personal protective equipment, and instruction on how to use the life-saving medicine were recently placed in high schools in Clay County. It's part of a grant DCCCA received to distribute naloxone and other resources to rural counties. Naloxone is a medicine that rapidly reverses opioid overdoses. Kara Anderson is with the nonprofit distributing the medicine statewide.
That's a big part of our job, is to work on that stigma reduction and help people understand that this is something that we do see in Kansas, and this is what we can do to combat it.
Other communities interested in being equipped with naloxone can contact DCCCA to learn more. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
The current Miss Kansas, Alexis Smith, is getting a lot of praise for highlighting the problem of domestic violence. A recently posted video of Smith calling out her own abuser on stage is whipping up a lot of support on social media. Smith was crowned Miss Kansas in June, but only recently posted the video of her on-stage comments. In the video, she announced from the stage that her abuser was in the audience, but that abuser would not stop her from being in the pageant. She did not identify her abuser by name. Contestants in the pageant have a platform or a cause they champion. Smith's platform is combating domestic violence.
Support for NPR comes.
More information at bluecollarpress.com.
8:42 on this Monday morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Stick around for your classical friend here on KPR One. Cordelia Brown will be in from 9 to noon today. She is jam-packed with classical music, including Handel, Haydn, and Mozart in the first hour, plus a Spanish suite for four guitars that may also pop up in the first hour. I'm not quite sure. Schumann's Piano Quartet in E-flat and some seaworthy interludes from Benjamin Britten's opera, Peter Grimes. Cordelia and the Classics coming up after the 9 o'clock news on KPR 1. On KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC News at 9 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day, next Wednesday, July 24th. The Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation, from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org.
My name is Tony Cavan, and I'm the managing editor.
Hello. WellEnvironmental.com.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. A reminder about a special program coming up tonight at 7 o'clock on KPR2. It's a program called We the Voters. You can find out what issues are important to voters in the upcoming elections in November. We'll hear new interviews with folks examining the candidates' records and how voters' opinions have been evolving over time. Join us for We the Voters. That's tonight at 7 on all KPR2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
A little more of Morning Edition still to go. And then at 9 o'clock this morning on KPR2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour. On KPR1, it's Off to the Classics with Cordelia Brown. The music of Handel, Haydn, and Mozart in the first hour, plus a fun Spanish suite for several guitars, four of them. The classics coming up after Morning Edition on KPR1. Here's how the day is shaping up weather-wise. Sunny skies, a high near 84 by this afternoon. It'll be sunny tomorrow, too, a high of 88, and after that, highs in the low 90s for the rest of the week. It's 70 in Lawrence.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle.
News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for joining us for Morning Edition on this Monday morning. It's about a minute before 9 o'clock. Coming up at 9:01, the latest news from National Public Radio. And then it's off into a world filled with classical music. Cordelia Brown has the classics for the next 3 hours. And after her, Jeff Watson will have even more classical music. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Here's what's in store for us this morning. The music of Handel, Haydn, Mozart, plus a fun Spanish suite for four guitars. Some seaworthy interludes from Benjamin Britten's opera, Peter Grimes. And a piano quartet in E-flat by Schumann. Those selections, plus many others, straight ahead on KPR. Kansas Public Radio has been serving you since 1952, and we've been growing since that time. Kansas Public Radio now includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chinook. You'll find us online, kansaspublicradio.org. Follow our news department on Twitter. We tweet and retweet about Kansas and Kansas news at KPR News. And, of course, you can always connect with us on Facebook. Mostly sunny today, a high of 84. Tomorrow's high, 88. After that, highs in the 90s.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A number of congressional Democrats are putting their support behind Vice President Harris.